30-hour world record attempt. Hour 12.
Would any of you like a cup of tea?
Yeah, don't know.
Ah, never mind, I forgot the kettle.
It's a dry version. I played the wrong one.
Also, I am, Shannon, don't worry. Yeah. You played the wrong hour, because it's hour 13.
I did change it. Oh, wait. Should I just play it again?
Unlucky.
I did say unlucky for some.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
You sing Spider-Man.
Yeah. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
And apparently they're now having more spider people in the new Marvel thingy, the Marvel comics, because they're doing a whole reboot.
Hold on to this brilliance, Stephen, and we'll do it when Johnny's figured out what...
Yeah, okay, got it.
Okay.
You're listening to a bunch of people who keep talking.
So a bunch of other people can climb up a really big hill.
All in the spirit of giving and mucking around.
This is the Sound Gorillas Big Podcast.
Ah, go, go, go.
Soundgorillas.co.uk.
Soundgorillas Big Podcast. A 30-hour world record attempt. Hour 13.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Got there eventually.
And I guess now we can go into naughty territory.
I'm almost a bit scared too.
If there are little ears, maybe still listening right now, then maybe send them off to bed, or maybe just turn us off and listen to us later. Because now it is time for the naughty times when we do adult talking.
Oh dear.
Yeah. Is that good?
Yep.
All right.
That's fine.
So... I should do that. Please be aware, this late night radio show may contain some strong language.
And podcast.
And podcast. And some podcast. Languagey things.
I was about to say, are they on there?
No, I did have the podcast one, but I don't know where it is.
Okay, don't worry about it.
Yes. Anyway, welcome to this now.
Welcome to adult grown-up time.
Yeah.
We'll soon be being joined by Fred Hart. I'm so excited.
Indeed.
For when Fred gets here.
Good guy with news and not
yes.
Politically informed.
Do you want a
microphone? Come towards the microphone. Either Zoe's or...
So we've got, 2 hours till Fred joins us?
Yep, two.
Yes, I think he's coming at 11.
So that also means you have 2 hours until you are halfway through the podcast, which is exciting.
Mm. That is exciting, yeah. That's like nothing.
Crazy.
That's fine.
You're nearly there now.
That's cray. Yeah.
That's cray.
That's shit cray.
Yeah, that's shit cray.
That's shit cray. Yay.
I'm not going to sing the worst songs and the worst words in that song.
Worst words in the world.
But hey, welcome to... I was going to say, actually, later on, we can have the Kanye West song of In Paris.
I'd rather not.
No?
Yeah.
Just as a
even
a wake
so,
up.
No.
Okay, what do you want as a wake up later? I think we should have one.
I don't know.
A wake up song.
I don't know.
Something that's good.
Have a think about it,
okay,
people.
A banger. A club banger.
We'll think of some banging tunes.
Was that Macklemore?
No, it was supposed to be generalisation of club music.
Okay.
I thought that was Boots and Cats.
Big fish, little fish, cardboard box. Big fish, little fish, cardboard box. Big fish, little fish, put it in a cardboard box. And a lorry.
What I'm doing with my bloody hands.
Oh, I've drawn on myself in pen. Oh, no, I haven't. Oh, no, it's just a dot on my arm. Sorry.
I'm going to stand up, actually.
Okay.
I'm going to stand up.
Stand up.
Because a bit of a change of position can help.
Absolutely.
Phrasing.
Yeah.
So I just put into Google.
Oh, Lord.
The best songs to wake you up.
Right.
So number one is Happy by Pharrell.
I'm so sick of that.
Me too.
Sorry, I know we've been using it as beds and stuff, but I am sick of that song. Yeah.
The second one is Gobbledygook.
Which
Sigur Rós.
Yes.
For some
which
reason,
has naked bombs running in a field.
It does, yeah.
What, is it?
Very good song.
Is it endorsing nudism or something?
Maybe.
We weren't born with clothes on, Stephen.
That is true.
Apparently, practicing nudism is better for your health. According to some experts.
There you go.
One More Time, Daft Punk's in there.
That's a good one.
I could go for some Daft Punk.
Yeah.
Not Get Lucky. no. pretty much any other Daft Punk.
I really like the music video that they did with the animation and such.
Mm.
Yeah.
Walking on Sunshine, Katrina and the Waves.
Stephen, we had a message from someone on the Sound Gorillas Facebook page saying about Kigurumi.
Oh, what was that?
About Kigurumi. They just said, can we give him a mention? But do you know much about it?
I had to Google Kigurumi, and then I felt I still wasn't adequately knowledgeable to discuss it on air.
I mean, the only my understanding from what my uncle's told me, and there might be more to it, but I'm not aware of it. But I think it was like you say, like kind of paper mache heads or big heads.
Oh.
And
it's kind of anime-based cosplay, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm probably doing them a massive disservice by simplifying it to that.
People dress up in all those costumes and such.
Yeah.
You know, there was something at Witchwood which made me have an idea of dressing up as either Zilla, a version of Godzilla or a raptor. The Telltale store.
Speaking of Godzilla...
Yeah?
Apparently he's been made like an official... Tokyo resident now.
Oh, is that because of a hotel thingy?
It's basically to do with the amount of tourism Godzilla has brought in, despite Godzilla being a fictional character.
Well, he's even got a Hollywood star on the Walk of Fame as well.
Well, it's all right for some, isn't it?
Well, he's been going for 60 years, I'm not surprised.
You'd think someone would have caught him by now. Are you all right, Johnny?
Is he a dragon or a dinosaur, by the way?
He's supposed to be a dinosaur from... a time many millions of years ago where there was basically lots of radiation and creatures there ate radiation.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is why he's so radioactive and wherever he stomps on people get radiation poisoning.
Ah. There you go.
I need to turn my microphone upside down.
Okay. That's fine.
Hang on.
Shall I read out some of my weird news that I was saving for...
Oh,
the night
news.
Times.
Oh.
Well, I couldn't do it because it was all a bit rude. Man on naked bike ride gets ejected after becoming aroused. This is why I couldn't do this earlier.
I think I remember hearing about that. Wasn't it the fact that he got an erection?
Yes, but don't spoiler it, Stephen, because I have the actual news story here.
Sorry.
A cyclist was hauled from the start line of a naked bike race and spoken to by police following reports that he had an erection. The aroused and overexcited man was spotted at the start of the World Naked Bike Ride event in Canterbury, Kent on Sunday. He was ordered by stewards to put his jeans on before being spoken to by police, and was not allowed to take part in the event aimed at raising awareness of the dangers faced by cyclists on the road, like a penis in your eye.
Depends how long it is.
Well, a witness told the Kent Online website, "Everyone was taking their clothes off to get ready for the ride. I heard gasps and I turned around. It was a horrible sight. It's fair to say he was overexcited and got aroused. It looked like he was enjoying the event a bit too much. One of the organisers went over to him and told him to put his trousers on while speaking to a walkie-talkie to police. The man looked sheepish when he was spoken to by the police. Responding to complaints on Facebook, ride organiser Barry Freeman said, "We do not accept this behaviour," and he was dealt with and removed before the ride started. Right. Gents, right. Level with me here. You can't always predict an erection, right?
You can't predict
it's something that happens naturally.
Exactly. So, it could have just been... Well, it was an extremely inopportune moment to get a lob on.
Yeah.
But I think that was unfair. He could have just been, you know, just told to, you know, just go and...
Sort out.
In a private place. You know, go and have a think and stuff and then
go and
come
fix
back.
It or get...
I think it's really harsh that they're going, it was horrific, it was the worst thing we've ever seen. Like, okay, so an erect penis is worse than hundreds of flaccid ones.
You know, I'm surprised it doesn't have more.
They're just as bad / just as good as the other, really.
Like, surely a pile of decapitated birds is a worse sight than an erect penis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you see why I had to save this for after 9 o'clock
Bearing in mind, people could easily get complained about, easily complain about anything nowadays.
Yes.
They find any reason to say, oh my God, this is offensive, blah, blah, blah.
You know how on Play Your Cards Right, it used to be higher or lower?
Yeah.
Let's play a game of, is it worse than an erect penis or not?
Oh.
A pile of dead birds.
Oh, wait, I've got music for it.
All right, then. Let's do that,
hang
then.
Hang on. Shall we do that now?
Yeah. As good a time as any.
Okay.
Music track, finding the music track, searching the files.
I need to do set things with that.
Okay.
Looking on and going, searching our
way. Are you feeling a bit better now you stood up?
Yes, definitely.
Good.
Yes. Helps to keep the blood flowing through the body.
Indeed. Especially the legs, which are important.
Raising.
Hey, raising.
Phrasing.
Oh, phrasing. Sorry, I was very confused.
For those of you who don't understand, I basically picked it up from watching too many episodes of the show Archer, where whenever somebody makes a comment which may be received in a particular innuendo, the word phrasing just comes up. The word phrasing is just used to sum it up.
Mmm. I don't like this bed. It's making my ears hurt.
Yeah, this is one that we normally... It's finishing now, anyway.
Fishing?
Finishing.
Ah.
Like someone from... I don't know. Constantly finishing.
That sounds like something that...
Like in Finland.
That kind of doesn't link in with the topic of erect penis.
No, it doesn't.
So,
I thought you'd pipe up, Kate.
Well, you know.
Oh. Okay.
So I put it out there before someone else does.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, I thought I had it on there. It's not on there.
Oh.
It's all right, I've got it on here.
Okay.
Johnny has a plan. He's the man with the plan.
Oh, yeah, I have a plan, and I have got it.
Okay.
Be clever.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, there were a load of things that I wrote down and I was like, no, we have to definitely save those for...
So have you got a list of things that are worse then?
No, I didn't just happen to have a list of things that happened to be worse than an erect penis. Or better.
Okay. Where has it gone? I'm just going to type it in there.
Okay.
Technology. It's always great when it decides to work for you.
Yes, we had this discussion possibly in the first hour about self-checkouts, Tom Clark and I.
Good old Tom.
I hate self-checkouts.
I have to work on them. I'm the person that has to stand there whilst you're all not able to use them, and it's the most frustrating thing in the world.
Which store? Tesco?
No.
Sainsbury's?
No.
Morrison's are getting rid of them though, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh.
I have never had a problem with self-checkout.
That's because you're a sensible person, Robin.
Yeah.
Because you actually pay attention to what's going on.
Ow. Right, I've got it.
Shh. Hey, no one noticed. Oh, do you happen to have the two-word tango music?
I might do.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll have a look in
Okay, I was going to say, because we could do that with this lot, that could be fun.
Okay. By the way, my mum said from earlier on, Yama said a word which was youngling or something.
Youngling.
Was it youngling?
I think that was
something
mentioned
like
when I was
young.
Yeah. My mum said that she is an oldling earlier on.
Okay.
I read a message when I was out there, and she's just messaged again saying she's still an oldling.
Okay. Was it because you hadn't mentioned the fact that you'd got it? Okay, that's fine.
Right, so it's time to play your cocks right. Yes, what is worse than an erect penis? Let's find out.
I can't. This is a thing.
We could do a. I could do a Bruce Forsyth
impression.
Don't.
It doesn't sound anything like him.
Surely it should be better or worse.
It should be.
Rather than higher or lower.
Better or worse.
Because else you're just talking about the angle of erection, and then that's not going to work.
Tom Clark. Hello.
Hey, you've come in just in time.
I heard the word erection.
I thought you'd pop up.
Sprung up.
Yeah.
Hey.
Can you see why we kept some things for after the watershed?
Yes.
Good. So basically, I guess we'll call it Play Your Cocks Right.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I can't take credit for that because that Johnny did say it and I kind of piggybacked on it.
So play your cocks right. I can't believe this is a thing. We're upset. Look, fact cock, play your cocks right. Cocks are just inherently hilarious. So play your cocks right is a game in which you have to decide whether a certain disgusting thing is better or worse than an erect penis, according to the Kent people. The people of Kent.
Well, we'll have to ask Kent people.
Jack's from Kent. Jack's from Kent. Get Jack.
Was that Jack Fielder?
Yes, Jack's from Kent. Jack's not from Essex, Jack's from Kent.
Okay.
Am I going to Facebook him now saying, do you want to play a cocks?
You could, but the music will stop.
Wah, wah.
Oh, no, wait, will it? Yeah,
I was about to Google cocks on my Facebook and that's not going to work.
Or we can just judge it by the room.
Okay.
Yeah. Another consensus, more or less.
Oh, Jack's on mobile, he's not online, so we'll leave it. Okay.
So we'll go around the room.
Okay, so we'll suggest gross things. We'll try not to be too gross.
Yeah.
But
do you want to do one each as well?
Yeah.
That seems sensible.
We'll all do one each and then we can all vote whether it's worse.
Okay. Shall I go first?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, my suggestion for a thing that is worse than an erect penis is getting off any sort of tube or train or bus, any sort of public transport late at night, and someone's been sick in the doorway, so you have to step over that sick to get off the bus or train or tube. That is my offering to you.
Can we just clarify, is it a nice erect penis or is it like a really horrible,
it's just your average penis. Erect penis.
Okay. Yeah.
There was no description of the penis.
Okay.
Yeah.
What? Kind of length, girth.
Say that again.
I didn't see this particular penis.
Yeah, I mean, as a
I'm
man...
I'm really sorry.
Just react just how you would react.
An average British
every
penis.
Day. Every day in the world, penis.
Yeah.
Like, compared to...
Talking in a microphone.
No. You have to suggest something that you think is worse than an erect penis. Yes!
Yeah. 3PO man carrying his glove. Oh,
I barely heard that.
3PO... Oh, wait, here we go. A 3PO man... carrying his blow-up doll around with him.
His blow-up doll.
Okay, so a creepy old man with a sex doll, basically.
Was it blown up?
That's all the info you get. That's just you know, we've got a very vague description of an erect penis. You get a very vague description of a sex doll. I really hope my mum's not just tuned in now. She'd be really disappointed in me.
I think as far as
we're all adults here, aren't we?
The sick, then, yeah, I would agree that the sick was not a nice thing.
Oh, I thought we were going to go round and hear everyone's first.
Oh, okay, I thought we were going to do it and then judge and then do it and then judge and do it and judge.
So it's my turn next.
Yes. Okay. So your turn, Stephen.
A really, really, really old guy dressed up as a young anime schoolgirl.
That could cause an erect penis.
You feel that way inclined?
Yeah.
Oh god, it's me now, isn't it? Okay, so you've... Oh no, I can't think of anything. Can we come back to
after
me?
Play your cocks right, I do have a question from someone on the email. So okay. That's exciting.
Is it to do with cocks?
It's not. I can substitute some of the words in the question for cocks.
Interesting.
If that will make you... It's the same person as Mr. Halloween, but I don't know who that is. It's from the same IP address.
Have they kept the name Mr. Halloween?
No, they're a different person.
Oh, okay.
So we'll come back to you, Kate. Johnny, what's worse than an erect penis?
You know that woman in America, I think it is, that she eats babies' nappies?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
That is worse.
I hate to ask this question. Are they used?
Yes.
What?
Yes, that's a... There was one... There was two from what I'm aware of. One was that wet nappies. It was just wet nappies.
Yeah.
And there was another one that was actual...
That's gross.
Eating shit.
That is absolutely disgusting.
That's gross.
Yes.
Kate, have you thought of something worse than an erect penis?
Right, yeah.
So I hope you've not Googled worse than an erect penis.
I should do. See what comes up. Okay, so...
Safe search off.
There was a woman. I can't remember where it was. I have a feeling it was like America. Who would buy a woman's placenta and put salt and pepper on it
So is it worse to have your placenta salt and peppered and eaten or an erect dick?
Weirdly enough, I've got a fact about placenta. It used to be that if you were advised to eat your placenta after the birth because it was really rich in nutrients, doesn't do any good for you.
Cats do it.
Doesn't literally no good for you at all. Yeah. Or it doesn't do you any harm, but there's no nutritional benefit in doing it. So just put it away.
Just sell it. Just sell your placenta. People pay a lot of money.
Yeah, put it into capsules and stuff. So, just to recap. Mine was a stranger's vomit as you're trying to exit some sort of public transport. Robin's was a creepy old man with a blow-up doll. Stephen's was a really creepy old man dressed as an anime schoolgirl. Kate's was a woman eating placenta, but rather kind of nicely seasoning at first. And Johnny's was a woman eating baby's nappies. I would argue that all of those things are worse than an erect penis. Yeah. Get off your fucking high horses, Kent.
That I do not think is worse than an erect penis is the man with a blow-up doll, because it could have been in a bag. It could have not been blown up.
You didn't clarify. Yeah. And you were just casting aspersions on him being creepy, Robin.
With all due respect, any man walking around with a blow-up doll, I think that is a fair judgment to make. I actually have to disagree there. I think that the vomit one is probably the least worse out of the lot of them.
Are we all going to, like, out?
Bear in mind that I'm in Gloucester. This has become a normal occurrence in my life.
But just because it's a normal... Just because it's a normal occurrence doesn't make it any less disgusting.
Oh, no. You're less likely to see...
But I think we've agreed that Kent... The Kent lot need to grow up. It's a penis. Get over it.
Yeah.
Right. That music can go.
Okay.
Do you have something light and jazzy that I can read this email to?
Smooth jazz.
I'll have a look. Hang on. A lot of this might be... I'm going to try not to just keep looking for music and then going quiet.
That's all right.
Have we done... We haven't done the thingy for this hour yet.
Thingy?
The
appeal.
Appeal.
No, we haven't yet. No. We'll do that in a sec. Because I want to... I'm trying to get emails out less than an hour before... earlier than... I want to try and get emails done when they're done.
Okay.
Like, on the dot, when they come through, kind of thing.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, we've got... how about this?
There's a do.
Sounds like a horse ride.
So, Mr. Big Chinner has emailed in.
I know who that is.
Who is that?
That's going to be my uncle.
Right, okay.
Because of BigChinners.com.
Right, okay. He was also Mr. Halloween, because it's the same IP address.
I thought it might be.
And his message is saying, it is an emergency. I need to find the answer to a quandary. You see, I have 6 orange sweets and a load of other sweets that I put into the power of N over N squared. And I'm trying to predict the possibility of picking an orange sweet to the power over the other sweets I have in this bag. This is an emergency because I'm trying to number everything in the universe with a unique number and list everything on the website by number. But without knowledge of the other sweets properly and which do not exist, I'm so big chinningly confused. Flubber, flubber, flubber. Oh, I see. I'm more intrigued as to what my unique number is. Get in touch with Mr. Big Chinner.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Numbers run
the
universe.
Tell us what our unique numbers are. Mm. You're okay.
Is that...
Yeah, that's the counting committee also.
Oh,
counting.
Okay.
Yeah, the counting committee is an organisation that is... That documents everything and gives it a number... And then you have to figure out what... it counts its existence, really.
Yeah.
So that's what that is.
Does that include things like the sun, trees, birds and everything else?
Yeah, the sun can be only counted...
Sorry, Robin's trying to leave without saying bye to everyone.
Bye-bye, Robin.
Bye, Robin.
Bye.
See you
later.
See you.
What a diamond.
Yes.
In the rough.
Rude. No, just a diamond.
Yeah.
What did you ask again?
It was referencing stuff like the sun, the stars, and everything else.
So the sun can be counted probably once as an item, but the amount of people that have seen the sun can be counted.
So it's like one times how many ever people there are in the world, and animals and everything
well,
else.
It depends, because you have to register it in order to... You have to register it in order for it to be existed. Yeah.
That sounds very overly complicated.
It is. That was the point of it. Indeed.
Why is life never simple?
Because then it would be boring.
True. And if it was all boring, everyone would end up killing themselves.
Well, I don't know about that. But we'll find out, won't we? Okay. What have we got coming on now? Madam Zoe, any plans?
I was thinking, if we can track down the two word tango music,
yeah,
we could do that for a bit.
Tango.
I nearly just said cock because I'm about to write that. Tango, as in the dance, as opposed to the soft drink.
I'm gonna sit down.
Takes two to tango, but everyone knows when you've been tangoed. Two different things.
Exactly.
Entirely.
Yeah.
I do have some more news stories and stuff, but... Oh.
We'll probably find some in a bit as well.
Fun.
Cool.
Stuff.
Oh, boy!
I couldn't find two-word tango, by the way.
Okay.
Aww.
I might look for my last fact cock, though. I've got two there already.
Okay.
Oh.
So, I can look for the final one, and then we can do fact cock.
Yes. Yeah. Actually, properly.
If you don't know what fact cock is, if you've never heard it before, it is where we get our favourite friend, who is a cockerel.
There he is, waiting patiently,
indeed.
I must add.
And he is the one who answers every question for us.
Something like that.
Oh, right, question. Yeah. When are we going to get... Kate and
you're right.
How
are you feeling?
I'm fine. I am feeling a little bit tired.
Okay.
Would you like some coffee?
No, thank you.
I don't drink coffee anyway, but thank you. No, we have to not do that. Although I reckon a drink would be a good idea.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you want to go? Would you be all right for getting one? Or
I wouldn't mind.
Okay.
How about some water?
Yeah, I've got a bottle. If you could just fill it up.
Aye,
sir.
Okay?
Thank you. Yay!
Off I go.
Are you all good?
Stephen, if you could fill my bottle back up, that would be smashing. Don't pour it out, but just fill the rest of it with water.
With water?
Yes, please.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
Yay!
Whoosh!
How are you doing?
I'm all right, actually. I feel like... It's still really light outside.
Yeah.
I might save like a sandwich. I might go and have a sandwich, but like later.
Yeah.
Like I'm actually feeling all right.
I've got the other sandwich. I think though that even though I've got that sandwich there, I might want to have another one like at 3 a.m. or something.
Okay.
But I don't know where I'd get one from.
Well, I have bread and bread filling.
Okay. So he's got bread and filling.
That's not one.
No. Yes.
Oh, bye.
Have you got like we were saying earlier on, we couldn't really. It's a bit hard to remember some of the stuff that's happened already, but can you remember some of the favourite bits so far?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
I think Joe.
And that's not for lack of trying.
No.
It is just all blurred into one.
I think Joe playing the. Joe playing his Guitar Hero was
funny.
Pretty good. I'm going to put some more music in the thing as well. So this is going to be all random music beds that we play right now.
It's very loud.
Yeah, I'll turn it there. You are listening to the big podcast with Sound Gorillas and Tone Radio.
Hello.
We are on Tone. So, I thought I saw something flying then past the window.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it a moth, maybe?
I don't know. It might be. Oh, we want to be careful at 3 a.m. or whatever, because wasps think that the sunlight, shining in here will be the sunshine. I was trying to think if there was anything else that we've yet to plug. We do really need you, though, to be donating, because... To be fair, we've not actually had any donations since we started.
This is very true.
And we
it just feels quite
need
awkward.
To be doing that. So if you
thank
could,
you. Mine's the other one. Thank you very cool. much.
Thank you all.
Here I come to save the day.
Thank you,
Stephen.
Yeah, it's a bit depressing that.
Yeah, so if you could please donate, we're doing this for a charity thing. So if you're listening and you're kind of, it doesn't even have to be a fiver. It can be a pound. It can be 50p. 50p's worth it.
It really is.
Yeah.
It is all for a good cause as well. Which I guess.
No, it's not going to line our pockets.
No. So please do. Put some pennies in the
kitty
account thing. Yeah. Did a noise happen then?
I don't know.
What, a cat noise?
Well, you did say kitty after
I did
all.
Say kitty.
Oh, yeah. Is that Kate laughing or shouting?
It is. Kate's very loud.
Kate is having
Kate's
a
laughing so
laugh
loudly.
With Adam Stoner and Mr. Tom Clark.
Why aren't they having a laugh in here with us?
I don't know.
That's fine.
Maybe it's getting too hot in here because
it is very hot. It is. Well, I don't feel hot, but I'm aware when other people are in, it can feel very hot.
Yeah.
I was getting hot and I took off my shirt.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for sharing that with everyone.
What kind of shirt? In terms, is there any logos or anything on it?
It was just a shirt.
Yeah.
Although I've got my.
There was just suddenly a shadow and I got scared. Hello, Tom.
Mr. Tom Clark.
You all right?
I'm going to take up residence in it for a while.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yay. Sure.
You look so cosy and comfy in your pajamas.
I mean, you know, I didn't want to come in and make you feel uncomfortable or all that. But I did feel like, you know, it was better than that wearing those sort of still damp jeans, uncomfortable jeans all evening.
Yeah.
I've gone with a more ingenious option. Trousers that can convert into shorts.
That is genius.
You see, that's always a great idea. Yeah. I don't know why I haven't got any of those.
Do they also change into no trousers when you want to be like a Chippendale type thing?
Probably.
Magic Mike. Yeah. I watched the Magic Mike XXL trailer, right?
Does that exist?
Yeah, it does. They're doing it in 3D, this one.
Oh. Good lord.
Because everyone loves a wang in the face. A wang that's not even really there.
What is it?
Everyone likes the mild threat of being hit in the face with a penis.
What is it like?
You're right, Johnny.
Is it like a computer generated wang?
Yeah, my mouth hurts. It's fine. It's not hurting anymore.
Some of that.
Oh yes, please.
Thank you.
We're not drug dealing, by the way.
No.
That's illegal.
It's no. just kind of like a throat lozenge thingy substance.
No, it's just squash.
Oh, is that one of them squeezy things?
Yeah.
I see, I've heard about them. They're good, aren't they?
Now that is ingenious.
I mean, this has got a really weird aftertaste to it that I've just kind of got used to.
Okay, fair enough.
But it's fine. Weird.
That's the best way to explain it.
But yeah, so I watched this Magic Mike XXL trailer. And it did nothing for me. I watched it, I was like, oh, is this what they think I like?
Yeah, I mean.
And then I went to go see Mad Max, and then I was like, well, there you go.
That tells you what you need to know, really. Yeah.
Well, what movies are you particularly looking forward to for the rest of this year?
I'll be honest, Stephen. Anything that exists out of this room at the moment, very difficult to comprehend. Any sort of future, tricky. Really tricky.
Yeah, it's like everything's kind of forgotten, isn't it?
Future.
I've been trying to... I have messaged A3.
Okay.
To acknowledge her existence outside of this room.
Aww. Okay.
If you are listening, I miss you. And I will be back
tomorrow.
Probably this time tomorrow.
Well, I hope not, because that'll be 9:30.
Well, I'll be asleep. Probably as soon as I get home.
There's a red sky out there tonight and it looks beautiful.
Shepherd's delight.
I kind of feel bad because we've kind of been milling in and out all day and you guys have been sitting here and the sun's been out and it's been really warm and everything. I feel bad saying how nice a day it's been.
It's fine. At sunrise, we can play the song from The Lion King.
But to be fair, I
love that song.
Yeah, I mean, I think other people have kind of experienced the day even more than I, because I've been out only a couple of times. Yeah. It's been really nice, but everyone else has been lovely, so I'm kind of jealous.
I only went out once and that was to go into town to get comics from the crowd.
There you go.
Maybe later on in the, maybe not necessarily the night, but in the early morning.
Yeah.
Maybe if we can, maybe try and get a phone set up in here.
Yeah.
Or a Skype thing, and just go for a walk. Just go for a walk outside.
Yeah,
and
I can
carry
do that.
On the podcast.
I can sit in here, and you can go for a walk if you want.
Yeah,
that sounds like fun.
Yeah, I'm all about it.
But still, do it on the phone or whatever.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And then if it goes off, then you can be like, "Ah, oh, it's gone off."
Yeah.
You'll have to do impressions of the two of us.
Skype or phone is fine. Yeah, that's cool.
To be fair, the stuff with Yelmo worked pretty well.
Yeah, yeah.
I was
good.
Very impressed how well that worked.
Yeah, we've been trying to sort out a phone in the studio for 3 years, and that's how easy it is.
Oh, you've got
a,
yeah. Just plug it in.
Just plug a
just
phone
plug
in.
It in, guys.
I didn't realise how
that
Although
there was a rule, wasn't there, before that was not allowed phones.
Yes, this is true.
But
we're a lot more sensible now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one's an idiot. Anyway, I've come in. I don't know if you had anything. Have you got? Sorry, I've been kind of in my own bar. Have you got anything planned for this hour?
What's on your arm?
Adam Stone has stamped me.
Why?
Saying that I'd been dispatched.
Are you a library book or a parcel?
I don't know. Look, here he comes.
Hello, Adam Stoner.
I've also found something else.
Oh, what's no. that?
What's that? Are you going to Mad Max it?
What is that?
Are you going to Mad Max?
Good
is it
Lord.
Just compressed air?
It's just compressed air.
Why does it smell like my...
spray paint. So I launched...
If it's compressed air, why does it smell like my attic? Stop! Actually, can I borrow it? Really quickly. Just...
Oh, no!
It's not going to work underneath. Oh.
That's...
There we go.
That's
disgusting.
There we go.
That's actually disgusting.
It's good covered in the cobwebs.
As soon as Adam Stone arrives, it's just carnage.
Yeah.
It's all I've realised. It's nice carnage.
Nice of the party.
No one's ever said you about you before. Anyway, as I was saying,
yes.
Before the stamps,
sorry,
have you guys got any games planned for this hour?
We've got ideas and things, but nothing nothing set in stone.
Because I've got a game.
Brilliant.
Okay.
Let's
it's called
have it.
Onion or Not the Onion.
Onion.
Onion or
Nunion. Onion or Nunion.
Or Nunion.
Yeah, there you
onion
go. It's much more catchy.
Nunion.
And I'm sure you can kind of guess what it is.
Is it a story from The Onion or is
yeah,
it a serious
it's headlines
story?
From,
I like that
you know.
A lot.
So we can do it whenever you want.
Cool.
And I'll get it ready.
I think you should do it in a French accent, and it should be onion or nonion.
Onion or nonion. We can do that.
Oh.
I'll try my very best.
I will be indebted to you.
My French accent isn't my best, but I'll do my best.
It's fine. It's fine. We embrace all abilities here.
Yeah.
Like the ability to talk like Taz for no apparent reason.
Yeah, do that. Go on.
I got really confused because I thought you meant our Taz. And I was like, she doesn't decide. Oh, you didn't mean her.
Yeah. Taz the Tasmanian devil from Looney Tunes.
This is a good thing. Someone has sent a message saying, please can you tell me, can I donate on Tuesday? I have no money today. When is the period in which you can donate? Yes, you can. It's open for like another week.
Yeah, I did it
like
so.
Eight more days, yeah.
I did it so if you listen to the podcast
and smile
while you're doing it, then yay! Then I've done it so you can listen to it and it's still kind of in date for you to donate.
Yeah.
And if you want to donate after that point, then
Send us a message.
Well, I suggest you just send it directly to
Dig Deep.
Yeah. If you have actually sent it directly to Dig Deep, that's good.
Directly to
that's
Dig
good.
Deep.
But it won't help Afri and her friends get up the mountain. So that's...
Oh.
I mean, they're not using the cash as a lifting device. Oh, hello.
Oh, my Lord.
That's us, but...
It's because I put it on
us.
Automatic.
Time radio.
No, so what's happening is that... So it goes into their accounts, okay? But then that all goes to Dig Deep, and it's only because they do need to have the certain donations to be allowed to go up the mountain because of the costs that the charity have to do.
The cost that the charity will incur, I would say, is probably the best idea.
So because of that, but that's the way they're doing it. So
cool, awesome. Yeah, well, I'm going to donate tomorrow.
Oh, thank you, Tom.
Not a problem.
I will too.
The lucky thing is I've got 2 weeks left until I go home for summer, and I have an abundance of leftover cash. But I'm just
hold
throwing.
On to that, Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give us a little bit.
That's true, actually.
But not
yeah, I could do with that. Yeah.
Speaking as a third year just going out now, it's always good to make sure you have a little bit of cash spare.
Yeah, this is true. I kind of kept some of mine from first year. I was a very clever first year and spent it very sort of sparingly last year. And I came to the start of this year and started buying records.
Yeah.
And they turn out to be quite expensive also quite addicting.
Vinyl records?
Yeah, vinyls, yeah. So I've bought like, I don't know, 15, 20 of them and they're about 20 quid each and it's not cheap.
I go to
car boots and stuff to get my vinyl because it's like sometimes they have like a big box of them and it's like 50p and they don't even care what's going to happen to them. So, yeah, that's where.
Well,
I'm
this
online.
Is the thing. I keep. I'm buying them either online or in actual sort of like record stores and. But there was one at Witchwood Festival over the weekend that had like just mountains of boxes of them and they were like £8 for like Rumours by Fleetwood Mac, one of the greatest albums of all time, was £8.
Yeah,
and I missed out on it. I was disappointed.
Good. While you're having vinyl chat. I might go for a wee.
Yeah, do it.
You feel free to do this hour's appeal as well, because we've not really properly done that. So I will be back momentarily.
And there's like the hour
left. Yeah, there's only 20 minutes left.
Yeah, so I think Kate and Robin was going to do it before, but I don't know where Kate is and Robin has gone. So you can do it if you like, Stephen.
So what do I have to do?
So what we've been talking about is how important it is that that the charity gets the money, because when because how it will benefit the people who get it at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So are you ready? We can have some bed if you want. You can have a happy one or a sad one.
Also, Stephen, for people to find the place to donate if they want, they can go to facebook.com/ SG Big Podcast.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What kind of music, happy or sad?
Happy.
Okay, how about this?
That works.
I think that works, yeah.
Okay. Take it away.
So we are here at the Big Podcast trying to raise some money for people in Kenya, I believe it is.
Yeah, in rural Kenya.
Yeah. We're trying to help people in those local areas, basically to help them along with life, as it were. Because everyone deserves a fair chance of having an equal and fair and happy life as everyone else here in the UK and the most developed countries. Mm. So if you want to donate, you can do that by facebook.com/SGBigPodcast, courtesy of Sound Gorillas, of course.
Mm-hmm.
There is another, if you want to donate via other means, there is, I really should know.
So right, you can go on there and it'll take you to the fundraiser page.
Yeah, the Facebook page.
Yeah.
The Dig Deep fundraising page.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I mean, if you sit this way as well, Stephen, right? Wouldn't it be weird for you if, first off, there was no comic book shops?
Would that
be weird?
Yes.
Right. Then on top of that, there was no Transformers.
No.
And then there was no telly. No telly, no comics.
Oh dear, that would be horrible.
Right. Now, these are things that, like, we're bothered about.
Yeah.
But actually, if you were to take everything away until you got to water, there'd be a lot, wouldn't there?
Yeah.
Like, you'd have to take away telly, electric,
I mean,
telephones.
Everything in the house, pretty much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's so much we always take for granted here in the UK, but people in Africa, they don't have any of the luxuries that we do here, and stuff like that is vital.
Well, the worst thing is, as well, is because obviously with these types of attempts, you kind of have the whole thing where everyone brings in drinks, everyone brings in snacks, and the papers get left all over the place, and there's a bit of a mess. And I had a moan earlier about having to clean it up afterwards, and I realised then, I was like, that's a really pathetic thing to moan about.
Yeah.
That's a genuinely pathetic thing to moan about.
Hello.
And Zoe is back now from going to the loo.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you what happened?
No, Kate was just squashing the door.
Oh, okay.
And Kate has wristbands.
Yeah. Hey, we didn't talk, not on the banana chips, come on, mate. We never talked about when we were walking into uni this morning. we encountered a man who was quite clearly still drunk from the night before.
I looked at you, wanting to say, like, have you seen him? And then I was hoping that you would give me the similar look back. And
no,
you didn't.
I had seen him. I had noticed the fact that this was a drunk man.
Yeah.
But, like, I felt almost a bit guilty. I didn't know whether to, like, put some money in his hand and go, mate, get a taxi home. Because I knew it would look really creepy the other way around.
Mm.
Like, if it had been a girl and I'd been a guy doing that, it would have seemed a bit... Well, I don't know if it would seem sleazy or not.
Yeah.
But, no, I did notice the fact that this man was clearly drunk.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. I was just saying to Stephen about if it, you know, if he couldn't have, if there was no comic book shops, there's no comic books, there was no, then you take it, wind everything back until you get to the importance of water in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And that some people
you
don't
need
have
water
that.
To print paper.
Yeah.
And without paper, you wouldn't have books, and without books, you wouldn't have comics.
But you'd have no electric. If you were to wind it back, you'd have no comics, and you'd have no telly, you'd have no electric to watch the telly on. You'd have
no gas or electric.
No brick house anyway, because like mud huts and stuff in some places. Yeah. Mm. So yeah, just winding it back so much to the point where actually you don't have that much to
live have. Off.
Yeah. It's kind of and really, I suppose in a lot of cases, it's that, you know, the priority is your children.
Yeah.
And they're the thing you're living for, and if they're not well, and if they're not happy, then
you're not happy.
Then yeah, and yeah, it's just a sad thing.
Yeah.
So yes, please do donate. Like we said,
a life without water is shit.
It is. Yeah.
These people are living through. They're having a shit time in life.
Yeah.
And all you need to do is chuck them a couple of quid.
I mean,
just for
not physically, because that won't work. No. But you know,
help to give them clean water to help them move on and get a better life.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, because it sorts out water and sanitation. Dig Deep is working with people in rural Kenya to solve the problem with water and sanitation. So if you can do anything to kind of help with that, the best way is to donate, then please do so. It's easy to do it. As we said, Tone Radio, facebook.com/ SG Podcast. And you can look on there.
SG Big Podcast?
SG Big Podcast. So, yes. Yeah. We should do fact cocking a bit.
Yeah.
I just need to find my last fact.
It's all right. I've got loads.
How many is loads?
A few. I've got some.
Oh, apparently I was making it sound as dodgy as fuck.
What? Making what sound dodgy?
I think it might be like how I was explaining it. I'm sorry if I did.
What?
I think it was
how I was explaining how it works.
You mean the appeal?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
we kind of did that one on the fly.
That's fine.
I've been working all from no script. You'd never have known, would you?
Nah.
Nope.
Not in a million years.
Mm.
I've got another protein bar.
Oh, what kind of protein?
Just protein. It's they're nice.
Oh, okay. Because I said it goes into their accounts. It doesn't go into their accounts. It goes into their Dig Deep accounts.
Yeah, so it's basically... so everyone has to raise a certain amount of money. So that there's a certain amount of the balance. The balance gets split between them.
Yeah.
So rather than it going under mine and Johnny's name...
Yeah, because we haven't got an account with them anyway. But
yeah,
it's better to do it... to do it round, you know, put it all in mine, and then I give it out to share it out equally, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So yeah. So that'll go in that way. But yeah. Apparently, Stephen, you did a really good job as well.
Oh, thank you.
That's nice. Was that from your lady?
Yes, it was.
That's good.
She is one of the people climbing the mountain
like a mad woman.
I wish her the best of luck when it comes to that.
Yes. I do too, because I want her to come back.
How long is she going away for?
I think it's 2 weeks.
What are you going to do?
I know.
I'm sure you'll find something to do.
Yeah, well, I've got Ruby for 2 weeks, but 1 week is my birth. The day of my birthday, I think it is, she has to go.
Okay.
Go away. But yeah, I get to... a couple of days in the week, I'm going to go to do some bowling and stuff.
Uh-huh. That'd be
nice. Birthday. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. So, I need to find some fact cock. Just one fact cock.
Just one
thing.
Fact. That's fine.
Fact, facts, 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 facts.
Indeed. Has my internet gone away again?
Oh, dear.
Bad connection?
No, I have to keep signing in every 3 hours.
Oh, dear.
And using the thingy or
the cloud.
Yes.
The cloud. Puffy, a fluffy, wuffy cloud or the electronic cloud?
The e-cloud.
Yeah.
I've had an email from Johnny Robinson, apparently.
Oh, what?
Had an email from... I'm so confused. Hang on.
Okay.
I know who it's from. So it's from Johnny Robinson.
Okay.
This might make your brain melt, so bear this in mind.
Okay.
Hello, Zoe and myself. I remember yesterday you read out this message on air, which is right now for you at this moment. So that means I know that my time travel email experiment is working. I'm sending this message to tell myself that the horse racing result at the Epsom Derby today was Epicurus. So I want to tell myself yesterday what the winner was so I can win. Also, later when you, or me, go to the drinks machine and press for a monster but a Pepsi comes out, remember to press the Pepsi button. If you don't follow this, then the universe will cease to exist, and then that would, well, be a bit sad. Also, that thing that I have to remember, wink, only me knows about that, me as well.
What?
Sounds like some sort of time paradox thing.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it, if, would the universe either explode or create another parallel universe? Mainly because
that's what happened in the Flash.
Yeah, time travel can have drastic consequences on the future, and sometimes it can create alternate timelines and everything else. I know this because I will watch and listen to a lot of sci-fi stuff, including Doctor Who and all that jazz.
I can't wrap my head around it. Just not now, anyway.
It'll probably need a few moments to sink in.
But yes, so you from the future thinks you should put a bet on a horse and do some things with a Pepsi
but
machine.
Me in the future would know that me in the past
by do some things with the horse, I didn't mean have sex with the horse.
Okay, that's a good thing, because I don't agree with that.
Good.
That is just wrong on so many levels.
Well, yeah. And more.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to find the...
How about you don't stress about finding them.
Okay.
And then we do what we've got.
Just deal with what we have.
Yeah.
In fact, we've got 9 minutes left.
Exactly.
This hour.
Oh, yeah, we have, don't we?
So we can do a couple and then...
Do a few and then do a few more in the next hour.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, okay. Oh, it's open on Tumblr now.
Oh, Tumblr?
Yes.
What?
This is the things opening on Tumblr.
Okay.
No.
What music do we tend to use for Fact Cock?
I've got it.
Okay, cool.
Shall I load it up?
Yes, please.
Okay.
That'd be very, very excellent.
It would. That is very
excellent.
True.
Excellent. Yeah.
I never liked Mr. Burns. I'm surprised that they've still got The Simpsons going, even though that main guy behind several voices is now gone.
Oh, we'll just see what happens, I suppose.
It's a sign that they should end it, but knowing Fox...
Well, they did end it, didn't they? And then they changed their mind.
They're like, oh, just kidding. I'm like, no, go away. Stop it.
I thought that was what they did there was with Family Guy several times over. They kept cancelling it, and then they kept bringing it back because people like that, apparently.
Nah. Right, we normally have a Fact Cock jingle. Shall I just play one? No, I don't know if I've got... Yeah, I've got one Fact Cock jingle. One that we did before.
Okay, I'm excited to find out which one it is, because I don't know which one you picked.
Okay.
I hope it's not one of the shit ones. Not that any of them were shit, but some of them were, like, amazing.
Well, some of them were subpar to what the others were.
Well, no, I think subpar is doing Johnny's work a disservice. I think some of the source material he had from me was weak. But he did a very good job with them.
I said so, actually.
No, there were some weeks when I phoned it in a bit. Mostly when I said, Johnny, I'm not. Can you do it, please?
Phoned in?
I've phoned it in, yeah.
Walking on air. Could the phrase walking on air mean that you're walking while you're on a radio station?
I suppose so.
It sounds like a good feature. Walking on air.
Right, the child's having a little giggle at that.
Yes, everything's funny right now.
No.
You could actually use that for a feature for next year's live broadcast.
There you go, you can have that one.
Is that a gift from you, Stephen?
Yeah. Yeah.
I take your gift, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, sir.
I will take that and use it. I can't wait. Yeah.
So how are you?
I'm alright, yeah, I'm pretty good considering that I've been up for ages. Like, I've got to stop complaining. I should stop complaining.
You know,
I do this every time.
apparently, before I go on tomorrow, the new Thunderbirds episode comes out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's Saturday. Thunderbirds always there.
Tomorrow is Saturday. That's very true.
And I love Thunderbirds.
Hey, guys, we're spending our Friday night doing this.
Yeah.
This is usually what I spend my Friday night doing. This is about as good as it gets.
Yeah.
Right, I can't remember what this one is.
FACTCOCK.
It's Facock. That's the,
Is that the dry one?
Yeah.
Dry.
That's what happens when we... That's what happens before all the magic happens. Sounds a bit not good.
What, you mean before you actually press record? And
No.
Before the editing wizard comes
on. Right.
Yeah, so I'm hoping it'll be used in the next time we do it, maybe. So we didn't have time to get this week's podcast out, but we've recorded it, and I did a fat cock jingle to Bills by
Lunch
Money Lewis. Yeah, it didn't massively scam, but it was very funny.
Good.
For some reason, I just think of Big John when you said.
I know Little John. And a little Wayne. John? I don't know who Big John is.
It was a song. Da, dun,
da, dun, dun, just heard da, it. Da,
yeah, I've got it. It's ready.
We're gonna have time for like one.
Yeah, I think so.
And then we'll do it in the next hour. That's
okay.
Fine.
Well, actually, yeah. All right, let's go. Time for fact cock.
This bit's fact cock.
Oh, that's the one without the thingy on it.
Oh, yeah, because you do a rap on one of them, don't
you? Yeah.
Yeah, so that's sort of slightly off-key.
I might even remember it, actually.
Oh, no.
Should I try it? Running, running, running,
running, running, running. We're going to have no time for the actual facts.
Okay. People really love it when we get our massive cock out. We're giving you the facts and stats and telling you the things about vegetarian food and all about the vagina.
The Great Wall of China.
M&M's, fizzy drinks, products by Ferrero, Porsche, Kinder, Regular, Taylor, Brino and Raffaello, or something of stupid urban legends, animal deaths, big breasts, there's too much to mention.
It's like
fat car. Yeah.
It's so ludicrous.
Shall we get on with the fact?
Stephen is directing traffic left and right.
Unfortunately, this traffic is not stopping.
No.
I've been run over by a fact cock.
Not a bad way to go, is it? I suppose it's worse.
So we've got time for one.
In this, at the end of this hour.
Should I just forget about it for now? And then just go.
We'll just do the next one. It's fine.
Okay, whose go is it?
I think as Zoe has more, she should go first.
I'll do a short one.
Okay.
Short cock.
I'll do a little cock. Just a mini cock, micro cock. Have you ever seen a micro penis?
Have I seen one?
Wow.
Well, Zoe.
Stop shouting, Tom. Stop shouting. You're so angry.
You're making my headphones crackle.
No, I was just asking if anyone, not necessarily no, in real
I
ha- life.
No, I haven't.
I've not seen it in real life,
it's a poor thing that affects every man with a...
Every man?
Well, a certain amount of men.
Okay.
A percentage of the male population does have a micropenis.
Well, good luck to all of those guys. I'm sure you're very intelligent.
We're quickly running out of time for the hour.
Don't worry, Stephen, it's very fluid, this.
Yeah, it's fine. I was going to say, although, I suppose it's not the best to have one of those, I suppose some of the...
Are you about a micro penis?
Yeah.
Okay.
Some of the positives.
I listen to micro pig, and that's a different thing.
Micro penis, I guess, would be maybe you've got less chance of snagging it on things.
Oh.
Like, I don't personally have this issue, but.
I've never snagged it on anything.
Yeah. Nope. Maybe if they were a naked person.
If he'd been on the bike ride, clearly the guy didn't have a micro penis, because if he'd been on the bike ride, wouldn't have noticed, probably.
Yeah.
Would have mistaken it for his thumb or something.
or just a worm, and then the birds would have come and pecked it.
Oh, dear.
A blowjob from a bird.
This has gone down a route that I'm glad we're getting this out of our system before Fred gets here, because I think Fred.
Time is Fred getting?
I think he's getting here at about 11.
Oh my god, that's so soon.
I know. I'm really excited.
We're on 14.
So you want to play hour 14?
Yeah.
Okay.
Please, thank you. When it gets to the top of the hour. So that's good.
Hour 14 is really good.
I know. It's. And after. But when Fred is meant to get here, like Kate said, we'll be halfway through.
That's incredible.
And that feels.
That feels really good.
Feels good, yeah.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Do, do, do.
Okay.
Do, 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 do. I feel like I should be talking and saying things, but I've literally got nothing to say at the moment. Oh.
Sorry, that was my fault.
I mean, I didn't think it was my fault.
No. Yeah, we kind of don't have things to say, but things spur us on, don't they?
Yes, we have things to say. It's just saying them at the right time.
Yeah.
Right. So back to Factcock after this.
Banging all over your campus. Oh.